One of this week's big debunked rumors on the Snopes.com fact-checking website is the false claim that the AT&T building in Nashville was targeted with that vehicle bomb because it was auditing Dominion voting machines and would have discovered that Dominion stole votes from President Trump in the election. Not true. But a Dominion worker has gone into hiding because of such rumors and death threats against him and his family. Then there are the false COVID-19 vaccine claims, including that nurses are dropping like flies after getting the shot. Not true. We occasionally take a minute to knock back these rumors that litter the internet with Camille Knox, a researcher with the Snopes.com fact-checking site. Camille, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Robin. I appreciate it.
Well, we know you're working around the clock on this. It doesn't stop. Tons of false claims. Let's start with the healthcare workers getting the vaccine. In particular, there was a false claim about a nurse in Alabama who died. Another rumor about a nurse in Tennessee who fainted because of the vaccine. Both not true, but where'd they come from?
Going back to the Alabama nurse, the claim was basically that the woman had died after receiving a vaccination for COVID-19 and that this happened in December of this year. So we checked into that one and found out that there were no deaths related to the vaccine, which became available on December 14th. We reached out to the state of Alabama, to Alabama Department of Public Health, and they gave us a statement that said that all these Facebook posts and rumors were indeed false, and no one who received the COVID vaccine in Alabama had passed away. And it seems like in Tennessee, our claim was partially true, partially false. So we called this one a mostly false claim. The true part of the claim was that a Tennessee nurse whose name was Tiffany Dover had passed out after receiving the vaccine shot. The false part of it was that Dover did say that she fainted as a result of pain from the hypodermic needle shot, but not from the actual vaccine. Apparently, it turns out that she has a longstanding medical condition. So this is a case of people trying to link two things together that were actually unrelated.
Well, I tell you what, I actually fainted once live on the air on the radio years ago because of the same thing. It was the shot that had missed the vein, and it was the lovely nurse flirting with the very funny radio morning host who was there. And so, you know, that can happen, that, you know, if the needle itself gets in wrong. So nobody, no nurse has died from the vaccine or fainted because of something in the vaccine. Another false claim is going around about mRNA vaccines. These are the messenger RNA shots from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. They send a message to the cells, so they'll produce antibodies. There's no live virus. But the false rumor is that they will alter human DNA. Tell us about the real science on this.
Yeah, so we've looked into this one and found that this one was false. There was sort of this copy and pasted text that was spreading across social media, and some of the fringe conspiracy sites basically said that the COVID vaccine should be avoided at all costs. And it basically described a message from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's an anti-vaccine crusader, as we would say. It's a baseless assertion at the end of the day that basically says that mRNA vaccines produced by Pfizer and Moderna can alter your human DNA. And there's no possible way for that to happen. And we ended up getting a statement from Robert Kennedy Jr. as well, basically saying that he never made those assertions at all.
Yeah. I can remember talking to you or one of your colleagues about the false rumor going around that Bill Gates wanted people to get vaccinated because he was going to put a chip in people through the vaccine. So lots of false claims. Yep. AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine is produced differently, works differently than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. But there's misinformation popping up about them with a false claim that AstraZeneca's vaccine contains aborted fetal cells. What work did you have to do to really get across that this is false?
Yeah, and these can be tough, Robin, when there's videos involved, because people sort of look at these and think, well, it's got to be true. It's on video. But this one's inaccurate. It's true that the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine is created by growing a modified virus in cells that are derived from what we understand to be embryonic kidney tissue. But the vaccine does not contain that cellular material. So it's actually false.
And we should say that the Vatican has issued a statement saying it is morally acceptable to receive a vaccination for COVID-19, even if the vaccine's research or production involved using cell lines derived from aborted fetuses because of the grave danger of the pandemic. So much on vaccines, and it's so important. But we do want to touch on some of the election misinformation. This could be a whole other segment, and it will. But these false claims about voting machines, you know, we know they've gotten so intense that an executive at Dominion voting systems, had to go into hiding because of death threats. He's also now suing the Trump campaign and its allies. And mentioned in his lawsuit is Sidney Powell, the lawyer who is one of the loudest voices pushing, you know, conspiracy theories that have been debunked. They are false, having to do with Venezuela or China or Cuba somehow being involved with Dominion stealing votes from President Trump. All false. But what about that the bombing in Nashville was right outside the AT&T building there, was because AT&T was somehow involved with Dominion voting systems?
This claim we found out to be was false, that AT&T allegedly had this contract to conduct a forensic audit of Dominion voting systems in Nashville. The basis of the conspiracy theory was that the explosion was intended to destroy the machines before they were audited in order to cover up some sort of evidence of massive voter fraud. You know, by reaching out to both AT&T and Dominion, they both have told us that, you know, there was no audit and there was nothing that, you know, involved Dominion having their systems being moved to Nashville. So all of this, you know, suggests that this was another conspiracy theory that was popping up in the wake of a tragedy.
Yeah, well, and as we said, the Dominion executive is in hiding, but he's also filed this lawsuit. Dominion is now threatening legal action, and so is Smartmatic, a competitor at Dominion's. And some conservative media outlets are starting to respond. Fox News, Newsmax, having their anchors read statements, distancing themselves from these false claims or even apologizing for them. But talk about another false claim that got out there that added fuel to this fire about Joe Biden's nephew.
Yeah, so there was a theory that President-elect Joe Biden's nephew somehow owned Dominion voting systems. And so this one popped up a few weeks ago. And, you know, it's sort of centers around one of the narratives in the election fraud conspiracy theory cycle that we've seen kind of pop up this year. And so this one basically tries to tie a few people together who are not related. It goes back to a meme that circulated on the internet that was tweeted out. And so there were screenshots that sort of combined two people's biographies whose last names were Owens, and come to find out, President-elect Biden's sister and his campaign manager, her last name is Owens. Her name's Valerie Biden Owens. And so we found out Valerie and her husband do not have a child whose name is Stephen Owens, which is the name that's been popping up as Biden's nephew. And so we found out that this was yet another sort of oddly placed rumor that popped up that tied together the Biden family, Biden's sister, and then Dominion voting systems.
And it's false.
It's false.
Yeah. And this started in part when a conservative activist claimed that he hacked an Antifa phone call and overheard a person referred to as Eric from Dominion assure these activists that he was not going to let Trump win. And then there were accusations that the machines themselves had clicked over the votes from Trump to Biden. It turned out to be a human error on the part of an election worker. And right. President Trump won the county handily, you know, that this claim was made about. Just as we head into the Georgia runoff election on January 5th, what other conspiracy theories are you having to knock back or keep an eye on?
There's still people who think that, depending on which source you look up for your election information, people still think that Trump won the election. And so they're sort of still holding their breath that there's going to be this sort of second coming of information that announces that Biden is not the president-elect. So there's still some of that kind of floating along. And there's still, you know, the photo of, I think it was Kelly Loeffler taking a photo with someone, I believe, who's been described as a white supremacist, that kind of, you know, got out there and that picture floated around. I think she initially said that she didn't take the picture, and we found out she did and didn't know who he was, allegedly. So those are some of the things that we're still kind of digging through. And then obviously sort of the aftermath of the explosion in Nashville and how that kind of plays out in terms of the rumors that have followed there, and whether or not that has anything to do with anything else, and the theories that the person involved may have been sort of a 5G conspiracy theorist. And you know, we're still kind of trying to figure out that part of it, too.
Oh, you have your work cut out for you. Camille Knox, a researcher with the Snopes.com fact-checking website. Camille, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Robin. Much appreciated.
5G theorists who believe falsely that 5G cell towers cause COVID. Not true. And here's a couple more vaccine myths Camille and Snopes debunked. The false claim going around that Pfizer has a vape cartridge of the vaccine. That is not true. Nor is a claim that Nancy Pelosi staged getting the vaccine. Something about the orange cap on the needle. Snopes determined. Not true. We'll link you up. Herenow.org.